Thanks for listening to today's episode of Journey Now. Join us for our virtual Sunday gatherings at 10 a.m. on Facebook Live, YouTube Live, or through our website at journeytn.com/livestream.
Hey everyone, Caitlin here. I'm the music designer, and this is Journey Now, our podcast of stories, encouragement, and prayer. Well, friends, being vulnerable, letting people into the messier parts of our stories, letting people see the messier emotions of sadness and anger and guilt, it can feel risky and scary to be that exposed. Many times it's easier just to keep our masks up. And I'm not talking about the ones that we wear to the grocery store now, but the masks that we put around our hearts. And I think there's an analogy here that when we put walls up and we put guards up around our heart, a lot of times we are preventing connection on a deeper level, but also preventing God from maybe being able to come in and reach the parts of your soul and heart that actually need the most healing. And I can speak to this and have empathy for this because it is something that I have struggled with for so many years of my life. Somewhere along the line, I believed that if I just presented like I had everything together, that God would be able to use me, that I would be more likable, more lovable. But I found that suppressing the harder parts of my story and the insecurities I was trying to manage, well, it didn't lead to healing either. And it wasn't until I moved to Nashville, Tennessee, and was actually surrounded by our Journey community, is where I began to feel God speak to me about my fear of vulnerability. He began to show me that actually He can hold space for all of the emotions, even the messier ones, because the pain and the hurt and the places that we feel sadness and anger, it can actually be used to point to where we need to invite God to come in and heal and redeem. At first, I did not like this process because it required me to loosen my grip, to start letting those walls down, to feel like I was losing control. But after a few years, I've begun to see how freeing it is to let God fully know me and me experience greater connectedness with other people and with God. So now I've been asking the question of, now God, that I understand the value of holding space for all of the parts of our story, for standing with one another in all of those emotions, what does it look like to go to the next step of healing? What does it look like when we're not ready to be happy, but we need strength to continue on? What does it look like to receive from you in an authentic, genuine way? And this, friends, is where I feel God has reintroduced me to discovering His godly joy and the value of engaging with this part of who He is. And Philippians 4, verses 4 through 7 has helped me unpack the value and the importance of having joy and understanding joy, especially in the midst of heavy situations. And it says, "Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let your reasonableness be known to everyone. The Lord is at hand. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." And I think why we sense the urgency from Paul in this verse, where he says, "Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I will say rejoice," is because he gained an understanding of how important it is to invite God to come in and strengthen us, and that we get to participate in rejoicing, reigniting the joy that is straight from God's Spirit to ours, and that our participation in that is vital, and that we actually get the opportunity to come to God in thankfulness so that we can experience a greater connectedness to God to help us have what we need to continue on in the rhythms of the kingdom. So friends, I'm finding that joy isn't actually an escape from pain. It's not ignoring what is true and hard and heavy and real. But I think it can actually be a beautiful, needed companion for us to keep going in what God is calling us to do. Because we live in a time where it is so easy to become tired and to burn out, and we need to understand how to gain from God what we need to keep following Him. So how do we practice joy? How do we practice this rejoicing and thankfulness? I think it can be as simple as remembering Jesus, just remembering what He's done, remembering that we belong to Him, to begin to thank Him that He's alive, that He's near, that He's still on the throne, even in the midst of the chaos. It doesn't just have to look a certain way, but God can help us rejoice in all of the moments that we are facing today. It just takes a little practice and intentionality. But I believe that joy can help us see that God wants to do the heavy lifting, that He can actually handle the heaviness, and that we can put it up on His back so that we can move forward with a supernatural energy to what He has for us today. So God, I thank You. I thank You that You don't require us to do anything on our own, but that we get to participate in coming to You in thankfulness so that we can magnify You above the circumstances where You belong. Because God, You were still on the throne today, You were still near, and You were still able to give us everything we need to move forward in a way that glorifies You and is in the rhythms of the kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks for listening. If you've enjoyed these episodes, please consider helping us continue to produce them with a financial gift. Go to journeytune.com/give to learn more.